Hello, hello everybody. It's me, Penny. I decided to do the writer's questionnaire because I, from one, on GWA would define myself as a writer as opposed to a performer. Mostly because I think I've performed like three things and I've written about 25. So, yeah. If you'd like to hear me ramble on about the writing process, why I like to write, etc., feel free to keep listening. If you're like, eh, not really into it, when is she going to do more doodles? I will do more doodles soon. All right. Number one, why do you write? What a good existential question. Well, I guess you could say, why do people perform? It's because you feel compelled to. Sometimes I'll be driving to work, and then all of a sudden, this perfect, beautiful idea becomes crystallized in my mind. And I need to write it down. Obviously, I can't because I'm driving. But then if I ignore these thoughts, they just kind of eat away at the back of my head, like, Penny, you know you want to write about this. And then I'm like, shut up, brain. I got to do work. And then my brain's like, come on, how good would it be? And then I'm like, ah, fuck, okay. So then I'll write a little note on my phone. And then I'll furiously type it up when I get home from work. But I think I write because I feel compelled and because certain ideas just won't leave me alone. Number two, do you have any rituals that you perform before or while you write? Favorite drink, favorite spot? Yes. I write in my office. Sometimes, if I'm really inspired and I'm laying in bed, I'll go into Pastebin and write on my phone. Oh, it takes forever, but. Sometimes when you're really warm, you're like, do I really want to get out of bed? The answer is never yes. Do I have any rituals? Yes. I always drink root beer out of a wine glass, like a cocktail glass. Because I guess it makes me feel cosmopolitan as I'm writing about smut-filled things, I guess. I just really love root beer and I love fancy glasses. So there's that. So those are the rituals I do. That, oh, and I always listen to a different soundtrack in the background. Whether it's a soundtrack that I've made up or it's a soundtrack to a movie. The one I use most often, I must say, is the Duke of Burgundy soundtrack. Brilliant. Oh my goodness. That music. Oh, the movie itself is just wonderfully made. And actually, for audiophiles, it's probably the best you'll see because there's a lot of attention to detail to sound in it. It's so good. So those are my three rituals. Three, do you prefer to write scripts or stories? Solo audios or collaborations? I prefer to write both, actually. I like to write scripts, and I in my spare time I like to write short stories because I love to write. I like to write both solo and collaboration audios. I did one where it was two guys and a girl meeting up in a hotel, and that was fun. It was a real challenge to write, but it was fun, and the people that filled it were obviously brilliant as well. So it was fun. Four, how does inspiration strike you? Do you make a plan before writing or develop the story as you go? This is a good question. How does inspiration strike? Sometimes I'll just be walking down the street and just a thought will come into my head, an errant thought that really I'm like, how the fuck did I come up with that? Or I'll see a movie which will trigger something in my mind, like, oh, I'd love to explore this further or that further. Oh, people are talking outside my window. I hate that. Like, there are a million places to stand. Why would you have a conversation right outside my window? Ugh. Okay. Sorry. So inspiration does strike me from time to time. Do I make a plan before writing or develop the story as I go? Usually it goes like this. I write the beginning, diddle-diddle-diddle, and then I go, how would I like this to wrap up? Then I'll write the end, diddle-diddle-diddle, and then I will have to put on the Duke of Burgundy soundtrack and get, sexually focused. To write that kind of a scene. That sounded weird, sexually focused. I have to get focused in that headspace to write it. Because if I'm feeling, ugh, it's going to come out. Ugh. So, but my favorite parts usually aren't the sweaty parts to write. My favorite parts are the lead up and the ending. So, so I kind of develop the story as I go, but I usually know how I want it to end, except sometimes the best kind of scripts, you don't know how they're going to end up. You're just writing and then you're like furiously typing, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're at the end. You're like, oh wow, that really went in a weird direction. I was not ready for that, but in a good way. What is your favorite piece of writing that you have done? That's a good question. Think my favorite is. I'm not pondering because I think all my stuff is great. Like, please don't think that she's saying, like, oh, how could she choose? If anything, it's the opposite. I don't think I have a favorite piece. I feel like they all could use massive improvement. I think everyone feels like that. There's a quote I heard, art never stops, it just stop or art is never finished, it merely stops in interesting places. And that's how I feel about my scripts. I mean, yeah, I stopped in an interesting place, but it could always be better. It could always be much better. What piece do you want to improve? Well, genuinely, this is not like me trying to be like, oh, no, but for all of them. I always think, oh, I could have added this. Oh, I could have done this different. Oh, I could have encouraged this. I could have, you know what I mean? The actors usually save it. They'll add their own tweaks, or they'll add a level of, or these nuances that I wasn't really expecting. But it's always a real joy to hear. Seven, what are your favorite and least favorite challenges of writing? My favorite challenge is writing stuff that I would not be into myself. I'm a very vanilla person, and I don't say that as a bad thing, but my interests are very, very basic. They are not. Yeah, like I like it straightforward. I don't know how to describe it. Just think vanilla and then add a little more vanilla syrup, and that's me. But writing all these things that I would never want to experience is a real challenge, but a fun one. Like, how can I make this erotic? How can I make someone really want to hear this? Yeah, because they always say, write what you know, but nah, writing what you know is boring. Well, at least if you're me. Someone might think, like, travel, sure, I'll write about travel, that's fun, but day-to-day life, nah. My least favorite challenges of writing for GWA. It's trying to make sure the certain scenes don't all sound the same. I mean, how many times can you use the word, like, I can't think of a word, but you know what I mean? The words that always pop up, and you're like, oh my God. I'm just gonna have to start calling certain things like a ham panty hamster. So that, like, oh, he enters into her ha panty hamster. Just for something different, you know? Like, good Lord. But it is hard to find that. And that's why the GWA backstage is so wonderful, because I can get feedback from people. Like, I want to know, what do you like to be called in these scripts? Like, do you like honey, darling? And someone's like, I like to be called cum dumpster. And I'm like, whoa, okay. Would not have thought that, but good for me to know. Because you know what? Yeah, I only like hearing my name. I'm not lovey-dovey, so like sweetie, honey pie. I'm like, oh, but some people are totally into that, and that's so great for me to know. So, but that is the challenge. Eight. Are there any writers that you try to emulate? No. No, I can't say that I do. There are authors that inspire me, but I'm thinking you're meaning like other writers, GWA. No. Usually I'm just inspired by people's talent, and I'm like, oh fuck, why do I even bother writing? But it's a really loving community. Nine, which piece of your own writing challenged you the most? Oh, the haunted hotel. Because it was a transgendered audio, which I've never written. I think it was transgendered. Yes. Or M for M. Yes, I think. I can't remember now. It was a long time. I wrote it a long time ago. But it was a real challenge for me. Just because, A, I'm a straight woman, so I do not know that life. So, but the person that I collaborated with it on, Kinky Angel, was so sweet. She just gave me such great advice, helped me. I was like, oh, I don't want to, because I don't want to be disrespectful, right? And I, as you're approaching it as someone who knows nothing of the culture, you don't want to be a dick. So she was wonderful, gave me so much feedback. And actually, then she and Rex coordinate or collaborated on it, and it sounded really cool. But that was the hardest one for me, just because I felt like it was so outside my wheelhouse, and I felt a lot of pressure to not be offensive. 10. Do you find it easy or difficult to get into the mindset of a character different from yourself? Weirdly, I find it quite easy. So, that's a lie. I find it quite easy. Oh, yeah, actually, I lied. I find it quite easy to be the other person, like the person that the character is talking to, which makes sense, actually. That's not weird at all. It's hard for me to imagine being a man, because normal a lot of my things are M for F. But I think of, like, what would I want to hear? What would someone else want to hear this dream man say? And then it depends on the script. Sometimes it's really easy, sometimes it's really hard. It just depends on what the script calls for. Oh gosh. 11. Do you have a friend proofread or beta your writing before you record or post a script offer? You know what? I really should. I really should, because I get so excited when I'm writing a script. Like, if you could see me type, I'm a very fast typer. And if you see me type these things, it's like, and I'm like, okay, yes, done. And I'm really happy with it. And I put it through Microsoft Word, to make sure that there's no glaring spelling errors. And then I'll, like, toss that stuff right up, and I'm like, oh, please fill it. But a lot of the time, like, my grammar is not always the best. My punctuation is probably the worst. Yeah. Luckily, everyone's been so cool about it. I only had one person ever message me to be like, you should really fix this, but they did it in such a nice, loving way. Like, I wasn't offended. They're like, hey, like, just so you know, I noticed some spelling errors and syntax errors, so if you want to know, here they are. They were so cool about it, and I genuinely appreciated it, and it made me think in the back of my head, like, this is the product I'm putting out. I need to take my time with it. So after that, I kind of stopped and tried to do better editing, but I'm telling you right now, even post penny editing, it's still pretty bad sometimes. It's because I get too excited. 12. Do you tend to favor writing for one gender or writing one genre? Would you like to branch out, or are you comfortable where you are? I would say a majority of my writing is M for F. And the genre is usually, like, where it's a dominant fellow. I like that. I like writing that. I like hearing it. That's the kind of stuff that is my bread and butter. That being said, I think that if you're not challenging yourself, you're not learning. So I started doing female F for M scripts, and I found them quite fun. But I always like to try different genres. I like to try different things. I don't want to become boring and stagnant, and then everyone's like, oh, it's penny writing. We know where this is going. I want people to always be like, holy shit, where did she come up with that? Or, like, whoa, it's a penny script. Oh, hers are always so unique. But we'll see. 13. Have you tried writing a kink that was not your own? How do you think it turned out? I think 90% of the time I'm writing kinks that are not my own. Yeah, a majority of my scripts are writing things that are not my own. And how does it turn out? People are usually fairly receptive. It helps that I have a lot of GWA friends that are just really nice people, and who I think, even if my stuff was garbage, they'd still be like, go Penny, because they're just really nice people. But I think, like, a majority of my scripts that I've put out have been filled. I can't think of it. I'm sure there are some that haven't. But I mean, to me, that's good feedback, because obviously people are digging it enough that they want to fill them, right? So I think it turned out good. I think it turned out well. 14. Do you write for anything other than GWA or anything like it? Oh, what's recordings and pillow talk? Oh, I don't know what those things are, but so no, I don't record, write for anything. I write my own things, like stories, fiction, scripts and stuff I want to be a script writer, but we'll see. 15. Do you prefer to record your writing or to have someone else record? Oh, someone else, most definitely. Yeah, I don't have the voice for acting. It's not, and it's, I'm not getting down on myself. It's not like, oh, I have the worst voice. It's just, I'm too shy for a lot of things. My recording stuff sucks. I mean, I record on my phone. And not only that, I'm not trying to get down on myself, but I don't think I have a traditionally pleasant voice. I think it's like a normal day-to-day voice that you would hear on the street. It's not like one of those really cute, breathy ones that I hear, or like the cool accents, or I mean, it's Canadian accent. How sexy is that going to be? But so yeah. 16. For those who've offered scripts, yes, I have. How did you feel the first time your writing was recorded by someone? It was surreal, actually, but like really cool surreal. I mean, I heard it and I was like, that's my writing right there. Someone is reading something I wrote, and it blew my mind. And yeah. But the thing is, I also love when people improv my stuff. And the first time I heard someone really improv one of my things, I just fell in love. I was like, oh my goodness. Because it was like the familiarity of my own story mixed in with the newness of their what they're bringing to it, and it just was, honestly, it was just really cool. So the how did I feel? I felt giggly, and I felt pretty elated, actually. I was like, oh my God, someone actually filled it, because I thought, oh no, God, I'm gonna post this and then it's just gonna be forgotten, and then I'm gonna be some loser, and you get self-conscious. Should have known better. GWA is filled with nothing but lovely people. But so it was really cool. 17. Would you say that you're proud of your writing? Am I proud of my writing? I think that I put a lot of work into my scripts. And I think that I am writing to the best of my abilities at current time. So yes. Yes, I would say I'm proud of my writing. Do you feel like you have talent? I mean, I think I must have a modicum of talent if people are enjoying my scripts, right? I mean, if I was talentless, everyone would have just ignored my scripts. That being said, I think it's very hard when I tend to be a very competitive person, and I can admit that. Just don't tell everyone. So I'm a competitive person, so when I put out my script, I'm like, oh, I feel so great. But then 2 seconds later, I'll go read someone else's script, and I'm like, holy fuck, like, why am I even bothering? Because this person is spectacular. There are so many insanely talented writers on GWA. It's very daunting at times, very daunting. But at the same time, it can go either way. It can either make you go, oh fuck, I'll never be as good as them, so why do I bother? And then you hang up your laptop and you move on. Pardon me. Or it can make you go, wow, what a challenge. I want to challenge myself to be better. I want to keep going forward. I want to be even better than I was a month ago. And I like to think I am. If I'm getting worse every month, then yikes. So yeah. Feel free to praise yourself. It's all about self-love and a hint of vanity. Well, I'm pretty vain, so don't worry about it. 18. Any advice that you'd like to share? I think I'd like to share just if you're sitting there and you've written something and you're so worried about how people are gonna receive it, or you're just scared that no one will even notice it. Just post it. Just post it. I mean, the worst that can happen is that no one will answer, which means that's feedback for you. That's feedback to, hey, I should tweak this. There's so many outreach programs like where you can go and like, hey, script modification, like, can you help me with this? What do you think of that? And at the end of the day, if you've posted something and you're really scared that no one will comment, just message me and I will be happy to do it because I love to read new author stuff. So anyway, that's all for the writer's questionnaire. I hope you enjoyed this kind of insight into the process. Penny out.